along the computer corridors of Silicon Valley. A jury's now deliberating a lawsuit against computer giant IBM. Two former employees say IBM knowingly exposed them to dangerous chemicals that led to cancer. Deborah Schifrin reports that the computer industry is closely watching this case in Santa Clara, California.
Elida Hernandez worked for IBM for 14 years in a disk drive factory in San Jose. After she retired in 1991, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She says only then did she come to believe she had been slowly poisoned while she was at IBM.
Well, I was working with chemicals that I didn't know they were harmful. I just thought IBM was great and was taking care of me. But no one, absolutely no one, ever told me that I was working with cancer-causing chemicals.
Hernandez says IBM doctors examined her and then gave her reports in a sealed envelope to take back to her managers, reports she never saw. And she says IBM told her never to discuss the chemicals she was using with anybody else to prevent competitors from finding out IBM's secrets. But now she says she's ready to talk.
Too many of my friends have died of cancer. Too many lost babies. A lot of young kids that I work with, they got cancer. A lot of people think IBM is so huge that I can't do nothing. But if enough people talk loud enough, nobody is that big or beyond being prosecuted.
To win this case, Hernandez and the other plaintiff, James Moore, must not only prove that IBM caused their illnesses, but that the company knew the chemicals could cause cancer and concealed that information. But IBM lawyer Robert Weber says the plaintiffs haven't even shown that they got cancer because of work.
There is no persuasive proof in this record whatsoever that anything happened to these plaintiffs has the slightest thing to do with their workplace at IBM. Cancer happens to people as they get older. It's unfortunate it happened to these two people, but that doesn't entitle them to money from IBM.
Weber says the lawsuit is a classic case of a chemical scare tactic. He says the chemicals the plaintiffs were exposed to, like acetone, benzene, and formaldehyde, were used at low levels and were not dangerous.
The fundamental fact is they were controlled. This was a modern workplace. Exposures were far below any consensus standard that was known then or now.
IBM is closely watching whether Weber's line of defense succeeds with a jury. This is the first of more than 200 similar lawsuits filed against the company, and it could affect other computer companies as well. Tech industry analyst Rob Enderle says in the 1970s and 80s, many other chipmakers used the same sorts of manufacturing techniques as IBM.
The end result would be the case law that comes out of this particular action could well be used to file similar actions against other firms where employees have been made ill during the process.
Enderle says this case could undermine the industry's reputation for being clean. The popular image is of employees being covered head to toe in so-called bunny suits to keep everything sterile.
They've got things that catch hair, they've got vacuum cleaners, always scrubbing the air. However, it's also very chemically intensive, and these chemicals can be very harmful for those that work in these environments.
Enderle says the computer industry has made a lot of improvements in safety since the mid-1980s, and governmental oversight of chip manufacturing has become much more rigorous. UC Berkeley law professor Steve Sugarman says even if the plaintiffs win against IBM, it doesn't necessarily mean the computer industry will start shelling out big awards in similar cases. Sugarman cites tobacco lawsuits, where state attorneys general won a big settlement, but individual cases are still being appealed.
So we don't even know in tobacco whether we're going to have, you know, 5 years from now, tens of thousands of tobacco cases or nothing.
The comparison to tobacco is especially apt in this case. The law firm defending IBM, Jones Day, also defended R.J. Reynolds in the tobacco lawsuits. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.